This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The path that's going to see those top seeds go 0-5.
Bain coming. Sin gets the pass away. It's intercepted. Picked off by Lucas.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
BetMGM players will receive an NBA odds boost token. To use the token, add a wager made up of NBA bets to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Download the BetMGM app, visit BetMGM.com, and make it legendary. And at the end of the show, 2 hours from now, I've got a bunch of NBA games that I actually really like for tonight, including one that's contingent on an injury situation. It's early in the morning. It's Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks visiting my New York Knicks. So I'll give you my thought on that game and a couple others in the NBA, and maybe that's where you want to use your NBA odds boost token coming up for tonight. Next hour on the show, we're previewing Black Monday in the NFL, all the coaching situations that you, our listeners and viewers, need to have your eye on, coaches that may keep their jobs, coaches that may be fired, everything that I'm expecting to see, and former NFL and college football head coach Dave Wannstedt, our good friend, will join the show as well. Week 18 in the NFL preview coming up in the final hour of the show, 11 a.m. Eastern time. But ESPN's courtesy of the highlight there, coming back from break, as much to my chagrin, someone who was saying all year that Ohio State was going to win the national championship, and Ohio State was going to go back to back. I was wrong. Now, thank God I got the Dodgers home in the World Series, because otherwise, since Ohio State won the title last year, and I had Ohio State last year, we got the Chiefs, who lost the Super Bowl, Duke, who lost in the Final Four, obviously. It had the Chiefs this year, just no bueno. Really wanted Ohio State to win the game, and they did not. They lose 24-14 to Mario Cristobal, Carson Beck, Reuben Bain, and Miami. Now, I did bet Miami in the game. I thought Miami was going to keep the game close, and Miami got slammed in the betting market prior to the game starting. But I did not expect Miami to win, and certainly win in the fashion that Miami did. So I want to be really careful here with how I say this, because I think this is going to anger people, no matter how I preface this. So I want to say this very clearly. So please hear me, all the listeners and all the viewers. Miami deserved to win the game. Miami deserved to win. Miami was the better team. Miami controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Ohio State was not like an unlucky loser here. Miami deserved to win. Now I've said that. You better you bet on this Friday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. Now, I will say something that will make people mad. And it doesn't matter at all, but I just want to say it because I have the microphone right now. And I need to be honest about my opinion. This game to me felt like Miami-Notre Dame, the first game of the season, where Miami won that game. And I walked out of that game thinking if they played again, Notre Dame would beat Miami. And if they played again, I think Ohio State would win. I do. Now, it doesn't matter. Notre Dame didn't make the playoff. The committee clearly didn't make a mistake with Miami. Miami's in the Final Four. Miami deserved to win. I am not saying that Ohio State got screwed or got jobbed or anything. Miami won the game on the field. I still think Ohio State's the better team. And you may hear that and be like, you're crazy. What an idiot. And we can disagree. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. But that's my opinion. Is that Ohio State didn't get it going until the second half for whatever the reason. And once Ohio State kicked it into gear, obviously Ohio State was the better team for the majority of the second half. Miami had the touchdown drive to salt it away and picked off Saiyan at the end to salt away a 10-point win. I thought if Ohio State had come out and started better, Ohio State would have won the game. And we could talk about who's to blame. And I thought Ryan Day taking the play calling would really spur Ohio State towards better things and a fast start in the game, and it did not. Bain was great. The defensive front was great. Miami's O-line was really good. Carson Beck was not, like, as good as, like, Trinidad Chambliss was. But Carson Beck was good enough to win the game. Like, he deserves a lot of credit. So does Mario Cristobal, who I've criticized a ton. Like, who coached a better game in their respective quarterfinal? Mario Cristobal, who everyone criticizes, including me, or Kirby Smart, who everyone deifies, including me? It's Cristobal. It is. So I give Miami a lot of credit. I still can't believe Ohio State lost. And maybe it is sour grapes for me, because I wanted Ohio State to win so I could win bets. Maybe it is a little bit of sour grapes. I cannot believe that Ohio State lost this game. Credit to Miami. I still think Ohio State's better, just like I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. But again, doesn't matter. Miami got the job done, and Miami moves on. And next week, next Thursday night, in the Fiesta Bowl, Miami a 2.5-point favorite against Ole Miss, juice 2.5, 51.5 the total. And next Friday night in the Peach Bowl, Indiana a 3.5-point favorite against Oregon, 46.5 the total. I was texting late last night with our friend Femi Abebefe, and I just want to, Femi had an opinion that I absolutely agreed with. I do think that Indiana-Oregon in the Peach Bowl next Friday is the national championship game. The winner of that game will win the Natty. I don't know what I want to do yet in that game. Think I like Indiana? Not there yet to make a decision. But I will tell you, in the Fiesta Bowl, I'll take the team with the best player on the field to win and advance to the Natty. Give me Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss to beat Miami in advance to the national championship game. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Black Monday preview on the way on a Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.